contemplated $10 billion deficit to $4.9 billion. Republican criticism has been rather timid compared to previous years, and some GOP strategists even concede that Johnson has been successful in projecting the image of an economy-minded president. However, it's learned the GOP will shortly try to tear down the Johnson economy engine. The attack will be based on information culled from the budget by Republican fiscal scouts who spent nearly 3 weeks treading through the thousands of pages of budget document. You know anything about this?
I know what's been going on up in the Hill, Mr. President. They've got this Frank Bowe's task force, and he's had the help of Maury Stans, who, you know, was Eisenhower's last budget director. Now, yeah. Bowe has made a number of short speeches on the floor of the House, pointing to particular items in the budget, which he describes as phony and dishonest gimmicks, etc. We followed these closely, and we have, I think, very effective rebuttal material on everything he said. My own feeling was that so long as it was confined to these short speeches in the House, which weren't getting much public attention, it hardly seemed to me worthwhile to make a counterblast. But we are armed. We've got all the stuff. I know what they will say, because it'll undoubtedly come from the work of the Bowe Task Force. We've got the raw material which can be used in any form that seems suitable to refute these charges. I think we're in pretty good shape, Mr. President. I'm not all worried about that.
I'd just be prepared when they hit next Tuesday, and maybe those little Bowe speeches, maybe you ought to give three or four answers to them to Carl Albert and say, come on, let's quit kidding ourselves now. Let's be fair about this thing. We did come under $100 billion, and your man Eisenhower made his recommendations, and your people made recommendations, and we don't know why you're crying about our reducing it.
Do you think it might be useful if we got up some speech material to be given on the floor of the House before next Tuesday, Mr. President, or do you think you'd wait till after this blast?
I don't know.
I'm afraid it wouldn't get much attention if Carl Albert or somebody used this material on the floor now, but if he were ready immediately, right after this blast.
Of course, they won't be in session.
Won't be in session then. I see.
You just watch and be ready to answer them, and let's see what they say, and then you can call in and have a press conference and answer them.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now listen,
yes,
let's get together. I think it would be awfully good if we could get any further orders out or any further requests or any further studies or any further reductions or anything we could between now and then to show some little something that we've done. I told Jack Valenti about
got
you this
we
morning.
We've got something coming along, Mr. President, that I think we ought to be able to use later this week. This has to do not with 65, but with 1964. You know, we have the authority under the Added Deficiency Act to hold funds in reserve, funds which are appropriated to departments, if we think that the need for the funds is less than the Congress thought when they appropriated them. Well, now, we have been putting funds in reserve at a more rapid rate than we have in prior years, and I'll have the total on this pretty soon. It won't be staggering, but it'll be in the order maybe of $30, $40 million, which has been appropriated and which will not be spent this year because we've identified savings which will make it possible to cut down expenditures by this amount. Now, we'll have
Why don't we try to send a letter then up to the Congress informing them of that?
This could be simply, you could do it by letter, although Congress doesn't have to be informed. It could be simply a White House press release.
Let's do it by letter, and that'll call attention to it and get it over to them tomorrow.
Very good, I'll do that.
Bye. Mm-hmm.